Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Dragon's Prize by Millie Taden, narrated by Elizabeth Russell. Chapter 1. Regan Brooks stepped out of the large transporter and fisted her hands to keep them from shaking. Every nerve felt like a live wire waiting to zap the fuck out of her at any moment. Why the hell was she so nervous? The month-long spaceflight, and then meeting the Dragon King at the spaceport, was a breeze. She was thrilled to be on Daria to help the planet rebuild and grow. A new adventure with the hope of finding a shifter mate who could love her. All those thoughts were fairy tales that she'd clung to a lot longer than she'd liked. The dream of being in a loving relationship, even one arranged for the sake of keeping an alien race from dying out, was all she had hoped for. However, the first time a male pushed her or slapped her around, she was out. She'd put up with that shit from her mother and then her first husband. She'd be damned if she let it happen again. Years of therapy taught her how to recognize toxic people and shove them out of her life. Daria and the surrogate program was her fresh start, a new beginning. She never thought she'd find a connection with anyone, but when the men showed up at the hotel and she locked gazes with him, her insides twisted and flipped. One minute she felt nausea, and the next she was like, "Come to Mama." She was sure she was losing her mind. Rise was his name, and he was sex reincarnated. He had blonde hair that covered the tops of his ears, and green eyes that seemed to look into her soul. His skin was tanned with a hint of an iridescent glow about it, and he smelled of exotic spices. On the drive to what he called the Royal Estates, she studied his profile and noted along his temples were scales. He caught her staring a few times, which made her insides heat. Standing beside the transport, she glanced around and noted they were inside a garage, but she could smell the sweet aroma of flowers mixed in with clean mountain air. Rise got out of the transporter and bumped into her, his hands going to her hips. She sucked in a breath as heat filled her, starting where his index finger touched her bare skin above the waist of her jeans. Her panties dampened and she fought off a moan. Even though Regan was curvy, she also had a semi-flat stomach. It was her wide hips, ass, and thighs, along with more than a handful of breasts, that added to her curves. She loved her shape and showed it off whenever she was feeling sexy. Her husband liked it too, until he started using her as a punching bag.
"Excuse me."
Rise's silky smooth voice washed over her like a velvet touch. She swallowed a groan and had to force herself to move out of his way. He rewarded her with a knee-weakening smile as he passed by her to the trunk. Oh, her bags! She scurried after him to collect her suitcase, but Rise had it out of the vehicle and her overnight bag slung over one shoulder before she reached him. When she held out her hand, he took it in his free one, linked their fingers together, and started walking. She frowned, but didn't let go of his hand. Not what she intended, but she'd use any excuse to touch him. His palm felt good against hers. It was like his energy melded with hers in a beautiful sense of peace and passion. The feeling was unlike anything she'd ever experienced.
"I can carry my own bags."
"So can I."
He flashed another panty-wetting smile and gave her hand a little squeeze. She swore she heard a hint of play in his tone. That made her wonder if she'd been paired up with someone who was as much of a smartass as she was.
That would be karma working overtime.
She snickered, and when Rise lifted his green gaze to her, she shook her head. Glancing over her shoulder, she met the gazes of her travel mates, Gianna, Vanessa, and Katrina. Each gave a wave as they were led in different directions by the male they were paired with. Or did the men choose them? After all, Regan and the other women were told they would be going to Wintervale, which was a wolf pack. These men were dragons.
Where are we going? Why weren't we taken to Wintervale?
Rise chuckled, mischief lighting up his eyes.
We stole you from them.
One corner of her lips lifted. So he had a wicked side.
Like a practical joke.
He turned left down a stone walkway and tugged her to follow.
Nope, we're keeping you.
He stopped outside a two-story dome-shaped house and faced her. His eyes glowed with an internal magic.
You're mine. The wolves can never have you.
Her anxiety rose, scaring away all the playfulness. His possessive tone sent a wave of dread and fear inside her. She let go of his hand and stepped back.
What does that mean?
You belong with me.
He reached out to her, and she took another step back, shaking her head.
I'm not property to belong to anyone.
I'm a strong, independent woman. She chanted one of the affirmations her therapist taught her. She tried to take the suitcase from him, but he wouldn't let it go.
Give me my bags. I'm going back to the hotel. I can't do this.
Her heart hammered in her chest, and the shaking had returned. How did she think she could be happy after a lifetime of abuse? She should have sworn off all men and lived as a hermit with 50 cats. Rise surprised her by letting go of the suitcase and closing the distance between. He framed her face in his large, warm hands, so she locked gazes with him. She froze in place. His features softened, and he drew his brows together.
Why are you afraid? You weren't moments ago.
She shook her head and started to tell him she wasn't scared, but he'd know it was a lie. Their sense of smell was too powerful not to pick up on the changes her body went through with strong emotions.
I'm not anyone's property to do what they will with.
He jerked his head back and dipped his brows.
No, you're not property, but you are my mate. That makes you mine.
All the air she'd been holding rushed out of her, and she relaxed, wanting to cry and laugh at the same time. He recognized her as his mate. She'd read about how they mated and what it meant to them to have a true mate that called to their animals. It was powerful, and once the bond was set in place, they'd go to great lengths to protect their mate. It was all in the lessons she took on the ship during the spaceflight to Daria, but she doubted it was real. Despite the fact that she had a friend on Earth who was mated to a wolf shifter, Reagan's mind wouldn't accept that true love existed. She wanted that kind of connection with someone so deep it touched her soul. However, she hadn't a clue what it meant on an emotional level. Or was she even able to love someone? That's why the surrogate program was so appealing. The shifters on Daria needed mates to bear their young and repopulate the planet. But that wasn't all they wanted. They needed companions to share their lives with. Reagan feared she was too broken to love, but she could share a life with someone, as long as that someone didn't slap her like every other person in her life.
Reagan, are you all right? You got quiet on me.
Rise touched her cheek with the tips of his fingers. She jerked back out of reflex before she could stop the reaction. When he dipped his brows, she took his hand and pressed it to her face.
Sorry, it's a lot to take in. Sorry I freaked.
He pursed his lips before leaning in and pressing them to her forehead. The touch was light and warm and did crazy things to her insides.
You never need to apologize to me for anything.
Much too soon, he stepped away and resumed pulling the suitcase down the sidewalk. The warmth of his body was gone, and she wanted to grab him and snuggle into that warmth.
Needy much?
His words touched a chord somewhere in her soul. It wasn't the actual words, because Lord knows she'd heard them plenty of times. This was different. Rise was different. The tone he used told her he spoke only the truth. She followed him while watching his shoulders flex and roll as he moved. A smile lifted her lips. At least she could have fun until the honeymoon period was over. Chapter 2
Rise glanced over his shoulder, catching Reagan watching his ass. Amusement made his lips twitch. His dragon preened while his humanoid half puffed out his chest. He loved for his mate to admire him and watch him with hunger in her depths. When she lifted her gaze to his, her cheeks tinted and another part of Rise's anatomy twitched. Damn, that female was hot. It wasn't enough that her scent drove him wild, but her natural beauty made his body hum with need. She was perfect in an imperfect way. Her hips curved out, begging for his hands to touch. Long, curly red hair cascaded around her shoulders and appeared fiery against her milky skin. When he was inches from her moments ago, he noted the dust of freckles across her nose. No female was as perfect as she was. Tearing his gaze from her, he motioned to the small home. Well, smaller than the other homes on the royal estate grounds, he shared with Brazen.
Here we are.
She stopped next to him and studied the house. When she didn't reply right away, Rise glanced at her. Her lips lifted as she studied the house. Finally, she said,
It's a bubble.
He laughed so hard he almost dropped her luggage. The house was the shape of a dome with the top half made of glass. Rise loved sleeping under the stars, and he hoped Reagan would also.
It's more like a dome. The glass has a darkening mode that makes it mirrored on the outside while we can still see out for times when we need privacy. It also keeps the heat of the suns out.
He met her stare and waggled his brows. A small laugh escaped her, and her cheeks tinted pink again.
Good to know.
She focused on the house and stared at it for a few more moments.
It's different.
He motioned toward the door.
Go on. It looks better inside.
She moved to the door and hesitated for a moment before opening it. Rise wondered why she paused. He also wanted to know why she freaked out when he said she was his. His dragon wanted to demand answers, but his humanoid half sensed a deep wound much like his own. So he'd have to take it slow with her, show her that he and Brazen would never harm her. Once inside, Reagan glided into the living room and turned in a circle, admiring the layout of the house. The smile on her face told Rise she liked what she saw. Then her words confirmed it.
This is incredible.
He thought so too. The house was two stories, the rooms on the second floor exiting onto a balcony that overlooked the first floor. Rise moved to the stairs on the other side of the living room.
I'll show you to your room, then I'll introduce you to Brazen.
Reagan nodded and followed him to the second floor. At the top of the stairs, Rise pointed to the first door.
That's my room, then Brazen's. And yours is the master suite.
She stopped outside her room and glanced at the one on the other side nestled in the corner.
What is that room?
Brazen has it locked. He's working on some secret project in there. Before you ask, no, I don't know what it is. And yes, it is driving me crazy to find out what's in there.
Rise entered her room and set her suitcases in the middle of the floor. When he turned, he noted she was still standing in the hallway staring at the secret project room. Her expression was calculated, as if she were plotting how to get inside the room. He knew that because he, too, had tried to break into the room on several occasions. He chuckled, drawing her attention to him. Rise waved her inside her own room.
You won't be able to break into that room, at least not without Brazen knowing. After all, Braze develops the security software for Night City and the Royal Estate.
He does?
Reagan's tone held a hint of excitement as well as interest in knowing Brazen was a techie geek. She entered her room and stilled inside.
This is too much.
Frowning, Rise glanced around.
Too much?
She released a soft laugh and drifted to the bed.
This room is larger than any I've ever had. Why do I get the master suite?
Because you are our mate.
He closed the distance between them and took her hand in his.
And you will be the mother of our children. You deserve the best we can give you.
She frowned, and he started to panic, afraid he said something wrong. Then she laughed and squeezed his hand.
This isn't anything like I pictured it. I mean, I'm not sure what I expected, really.
Everything is new and it's different.
He stared into her blue eyes, captivated with the way they seemed to dance with emotions. With his free hand, he cupped her cheek. She tensed as if not expecting the sudden movement. After a moment, she relaxed.
Is Brazen here?
Yes, he's in his office. Want to meet him?
Rise had told her about Brazen on the drive from the hotel. He had a feeling then that she wasn't the type that took well to surprises. He'd been right. He'd have to make sure to only give her happy surprises. She nodded.
As long as we're not bothering him. If he's busy, I can wait.
Rise studied her through a narrowed gaze and scented the air. Notes of fears and anxiety drifted from her. At the same time, excitement danced in the mix of emotions he smelled coming off her. He wanted to ask her why she was scared, or what she was scared of, but he shelved it for a later conversation again. After all, he knew all too well what it was like to be the newbie among the dragons.
Brazen will never be too busy for you.
With a gentle tug, he led her down the stairs and across the living room. Brazen's office was next to the kitchen entrance. The door was shut, but that wasn't surprising. Rise pushed the door open, pulling Reagan inside with him.
Honey, we're home. We? Rise, if you brought another savage critter in this house.
Brazen turned his chair and froze, his eyes locked onto Reagan.
Reagan giggled.
I've been called a lot of things, but never a savage critter.
Brazen cursed and ran his hand through his black spiky hair. The tips of the strands were a dark purple that usually only showed when he was in the sunlight or his emotions were high.
I'm sorry, I wasn't...
Brazen looked at Rise and frowned.
I thought our surrogates weren't arriving for another month.
They stole us.
Reagan stepped forward and held out her hand.
Hi, I'm Reagan.
Standing, Brazen took her hand.
Nice to meet you. I'm sorry, but I'm confused.
He turned his attention to Rise and narrowed his eyes.
Explain.
Rise rolled his eyes.
Madden and I noticed Azar was acting a little weird, so we cornered him at his transporter and found out the dragon who does no wrong was going to the hotel to steal his mate. The rest of us went with him because it's not often that Azar breaks the rules. When we got there, please tell me you sent her as your mate.
Brazen slowly nodded.
I do.
He glanced back at Reagan.
Are you okay with this?
With being kidnapped by dragons? Sure. It adds excitement to this adventure.
Rise could hear the laughter in her voice. It soothed his dragon. Her fear was pushed away for the time being. Brazen frowned and shook his head while brushing past Rise on his way out of the office.
You're not being kidnapped. Keon and Voss will have their hands full in the morning.
Brazen rounded on Rise.
How did any of you think this was a good idea?
Rise glared at his best friend and let out a soft growl.
The only thing any of us were thinking was there was no way we'd let our mates go to the wolves.
Beside Rise, Reagan tensed but didn't move away from them. Snaking an arm around her waist, he pulled her to him. She came willingly and flattened her palms to his chest. Brazen watched them with interest.
I'm sorry, you just caught me off guard.
Then Brazen turned and disappeared into the kitchen. Rise pressed a kiss to Reagan's cheek.
Brazen likes his routines and doesn't deal well when things go off plan.
Reagan glanced in the direction Brazen went.
Are there house rules I need to be aware of?
House rules? Rise remembered asking a similar question when he first moved in with Brazen.
No rules. Well, be respectful of your roommates.
Reagan smiled and shook her head.
Some people have rules.
She fell silent for a moment before saying, I'm going to unpack and then get some sleep. It's been a long trip.
Brazen and I will be here if you need us.
Rise released her and watched as she made her way upstairs. His chest tightened, and he didn't like the sudden sadness coming from his mate. After he heard her bedroom door shut, he went into the kitchen. Brazen glanced up when he entered, and Rise crossed his arms.
You don't seem excited that she's here.
I'm thrilled and anxious.
Brazen leaned against the counter and drank a glass of kava.
Then what's your deal? You could have given her a warmer welcome. She asked me if there were house rules she needed to know.
Rise told himself she was just nervous from being in a new place. But he couldn't help but think she had a tough childhood like he did. Only his wasn't just tough. It was torture right up until his mother was killed and he was left to fend for himself in the wastelands. Brazen released a heavy sigh.
Because I'm on the security team for the surrogate program, I know the backstories and other details of each female who comes here.
Brazen raised his gaze and made eye contact with Rise.
Reagan will need extra care. You can't go at her like you would a normal mate. If you come on too strong or too fast, she's likely to run. What are you talking about?
Setting his glass on the counter, Brazen straightened.
Reagan lived her whole life fending off abusers.
Rise's heart fell to his feet and fury brewed within.
She was abused? How bad?
Brazen closed the gap between them and clasped him on the shoulder.
Similar to the way you were, only it didn't stop when she left her parents. Her husband.
Rise stepped away from Brazen and growled. In his own situation, his mother was sick and lost her mind. She took care of him the best she could.
What do we need to do? We need to allow her independence, show her she can trust us, and remind her true mates can't harm each other. The latter she learned in the classes she took, so we need to make sure it becomes a reality for her. And most of all, have fun.
Brazen left him in the kitchen. Moments later, Rise heard his friend climb the stairs and move past his room. Rise picked up Brazen's kava and downed the contents, then refilled the glass while he gave Brazen and Reagan some time alone. Then they were going to have a sleepover in the master suite. Chapter 3 Brazen knocked on Reagan's bedroom door. Within moments, she answered, her blue eyes locking with his. His body stiffened along with his cock. Her scent was like sweet flowers covered in frost, pure and clean, and it wrapped around him like a warm caress. A slow smile lifted one corner of her full, kissable lips, but he saw the sadness in them. He couldn't help but feel like he added to that sadness.
Hi.
Hi.
He shook out of the trance he fell into.
Can I come in?
She stepped back.
Of course, it's your house.
Her words held a hint of humor, but he smelled her hesitation. He also noted how she left the door open when she followed him to the center of the room. He'd expect no less, considering her background.
The house is actually Rise's. He built it.
Brazen sat at the foot of her bed and folded his legs in front of him. He rarely wore shoes in the house, and since he worked from home, he was barefooted often.
Really?
Reagan watched him for several seconds before she inched her way to the head of the bed, carefully putting a good distance between them. Brazen tried not to focus on her movements. He learned from dealing with Rise when they first met to let Rise move at his own pace. It helped him settle in and trust that Brazen wouldn't yell at everything he did, or worse, that Brazen wouldn't hit him. Shaking out of the thoughts, Brazen answered her question.
Rise designed the house and gathered a team from Night City to help build it. That was before I moved in.
Was that before the war?
Reagan eased down on the bed and hugged a pillow to her.
Brazen shook his head.
About 2 years before it ended, we all needed something positive to focus on. At that point, we had Cedric on the run, and most of the battles were outside the cities. But it was too late for our females.
He averted his gaze to his hands in his lap. An ache formed in Brazen's chest. He lost his sisters and mother in that damned war. A cool, soft hand covered his, making him lift his gaze to Reagan's. She frowned, and her eyes watered. I'm sorry.
Thank you. We are moving on, slowly. With you and the other females here, well, it gives us hope for a bright future.
Brazen turned his hand over and linked their fingers together.
What do you like to do for fun?
She shrugged.
Read, play video games, and...
What?
Shaking her head, she glanced down at their hands. When she didn't pull away from him, he scooted closer. The spike of her scent growing sweeter told him she was aroused. Good.
Tell me what you were going to say.
When I was little, I'd write short stories of an alternate life in a parallel world where there was no sickness, no mean parents, and every day was an adventure.
Reagan laughed.
It's silly.
I don't think so. Maybe you weren't making up that world, but dreaming about this one. We can cure most sickness now, and we won't let anyone hurt you ever. And you took the biggest adventure by coming here. I promise each day will be filled with fun and love. Now, do you still like to write?
When she nodded, he leaned forward and kissed her nose.
What do you need to start writing again?
She stared at him for several long moments as if trying to figure out if he was serious or not.
A computer with a word program for typing. I'll need editing and binding.
We'll research everything that goes into it and work on getting it set up together.
Brazen beamed as her face lit up.
That sounds great.
What else do you like to do? What kind of work did you do on Earth?
He knew that she had several different types of jobs over the last 10 years. One in particular sparked his interest, computer programming, and he wanted to see if she'd mention it. Mostly if it was something she liked doing. The light in her gaze darkened a little for a brief moment, then returned when she forced a smile.
I didn't have the chance to go to college, so I was limited on finding employment that paid enough to support myself. There was a software development company I loved working for. I'm good with technology, programming, development.
She averted her gaze and sucked in her bottom lip.
I can hack into just about any program.
Ah, Brazen laughed. So that was you earlier today who hacked into the Darien database.
She snapped her gaze to his and fear rolled off her.
You knew?
Wanting to reassure her that she wasn't in trouble, mostly because he knew it was one of the females and she was just exploring the system, he covered her hand and brushed his thumb over hers.
I knew the second you broke in. Before then, actually. I sat back and watched you breach my layers of security. I'm impressed, actually.
Why didn't you stop me?
She held his gaze and began to relax a little.
Am I in trouble?
No. In fact, I'd like to give you a job.
The play of emotions on her features, going from confusion to excitement and back to confusion, told me she wanted to say yes right away, but was unsure. It was like she was expecting it to be a trap. Rise acted in much the same way when he first arrived at the estate.
What kind of job?
Reagan watched him.
I want you to work with me and the security team for the surrogate program. There are two others I work with, one from Wintervale and one from Silvermoon.
Brazen stood and moved to the suitcase she had open on the other end of the bed.
Can I help you unpack?
She reached forward and closed the suitcase.
I can do it later.
If you're sure, I just wanted to help. Besides, it would give me a reason to hang out and ask you more questions.
He grinned at her, which earned him a soft laugh.
Do you need an excuse? Besides, you're on the surrogate security team. I bet you already know everything about me.
She frowned as if realizing how much he knew.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?